From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French left-wing voters cast their ballots in a Socialist Party presidential primary Sunday. The two top vote-getters, former Prime Minister Manuel Valls and Benoît Hamon, will face each other in a runoff election next Sunday. The left-wingers hope the winner will be strong enough to counter conservative and nationalist rivals in the April-May general election. Troops from a regional military force moved Sunday into Gambia's capital, Banjul, where they were greeted by throngs of cheering people. Gambians are awaiting the return of their new president, Adama Barrow. Mr. Barrow had taken the oath of office in Gambia's Senegal embassy Thursday because longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refused to give up power. Gambia coalition spokesman Khalifa Sala congratulated the public for the way it reacted to the crisis.
Blood would have been spilled. To avoid it, everybody concentrated on the 19, that it was uncompromising that he must go. And everybody stayed at home, schools were closed, everything, the country shut down.
After international pressure and threats of military action from neighboring countries, Mr. Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night after 22 years in office. But a special advisor to Mr. Barrow accuses the former president of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers in his final weeks in power. Syrian opposition and government delegates arrived Sunday in Kazakhstan, a day before peace talks are to begin. Russian media reported a trilateral meeting being held late Sunday among officials of the talks organizers, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem by reaching out to Israel's most important ally, the United States, and its new leader, President Donald Trump. The two spoke by phone Sunday. The White House says the two discussed threats from Iran and agreed that peace between Israel and the Palestinians should be negotiated directly. Mr. Netanyahu later said Mr. Trump invited him to a meeting in Washington next month. Here's the latest on the new administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump announced a major foreign leader would be visiting Washington.
We have set up meetings with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and Prime Minister May will be coming over to the United States shortly.
Mr. Trump also took to Twitter Sunday and gave his reaction to the previous day's Women's March protesting his becoming president. He said that he watched the protests, but that he, quoting now, was under the impression we just had an election. Why didn't these people vote? He asked. Later, the new president tweeted that peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Sunday marks the 44th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion in America. Anti-abortion activists observe the occasion every year, this time with a new president who says he wants the Roe v. Wade decision overturned. Severe weather has killed at least 16 people in the southern United States. Forecasters warn of more deadly storms, and they indeed hit Sunday afternoon in Georgia, causing more casualties. An earthquake struck Sunday afternoon off the coast of Papua New Guinea, but caused no reported damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey puts the magnitude of the quake at 7.9. The survey says the depth of the quake was 136 kilometers and that any threat of a tsunami has passed. Somalia's upper house of parliament has elected its speaker on Sunday, the last major step toward holding a presidential election that has been delayed several times already. The 54-member upper house elected Senator Abdi Hashi Abdullahi with 43 out of 51 votes. Here in the U.S., the National Football League's Atlanta Falcons have reached the Super Bowl championship game for only the second time in team history. The Falcons won the National Football Conference title on Sunday by overpowering the Green Bay Packers. That earns them the right to play in Super Bowl 51. They'll either face the New England Patriots or the Pittsburgh Steelers. Which one? That's being decided in a game right now. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.